Okay, so Hope, just a word about Exibibulone. I was kind of excited when I saw a new agent come out, but now I'm not really sure where things stand with it. I hear people talking about toxicity. How does it work? Are you using it at all?
So exibibulone is an apothalone. It's the only approved apothalone. Again, it blocks microtubule function in a manner more similar to the taxanes, but binds to a different site and clearly can overcome some degree of taxane resistance on a functional level. It's a very potent drug, and it's a more potent polymerizer than, say, paclitaxel is. Unfortunately, at the doses that were tested, 40 milligrams per meter squared every 3 weeks, it also has a lot of toxicity, so a lot of cumulative neurotoxicity and bone marrow suppression, and so that can result in some degree of stomatitis, which we don't see as much with weekly paclitaxel. It is effective in patients whose cancer has progressed on taxanes, anthracyclines, and capecitabine, as shown in a study published by Edith Perez, with response rates of about 11% on central review, but patients stayed on it for a few months. So my take on this, the study that was done that looked at exibibulone and capecitabine that was better than capecitabine alone is interesting, because we took the triple negative patients, the patient was reported as triple negative from that study and from a study in Europe, and we had over 400 patients, and it looked like that combination was really a whole lot better than capecitabine for that aggressive group of patients who tend to have capecitabine resistance. So I think that there are some settings where exibibulone can offer benefit. My general take on it is to start at 30 or 35 milligrams per meter squared. I think 40 is too high. We studied the weekly dosing and met a futility endpoint in our randomized trial that Neil showed a little bit earlier. So clearly the weekly dosing wasn't better than paclitaxel. And we'll certainly report all the neuropathy data from these doses that were used in my trial over time, initially at ASCO. So exibibulone's interesting. The initial data suggested we didn't need pre-meds, but we've had some allergic reactions. There's a little cremaphore there, so we give the pre-meds. And I would say that, my use of exibibulone is much less than, because we have other drugs which are a little less toxic.